Now, demand for a HSC service offering healthcare to women in the sex industry has grown by over 40% in 2 years. The service provides care and resources to women, the majority of whom are victims of sexual exploitation and trafficking. Through an interpreter, our social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally spoke to Paula, who has sought help from the service.
Sex work or prostitution is often a dangerous profession which can lead to violence.
A man assaulted me.
As a victim of an assault, Paula turned to the HSC's Women's Health Service and its lead social care worker for help.
And a friend gave me Joanna's contact details. So I get in touch with her, I get in contact to her, and I receive the help I needed here.
That help included hospital treatment, testing for sexually transmitted infections and legal advice.
I went to a hospital to see an injury I got as a result of the assault. And after that, here I come to have my test, my sexual health test and all of that.
Joanne Tallis provided support to Paula following her assault. The HSE social care worker has witnessed a complete transformation in this area over the past 25 years.
The area of work has kind of moved indoors with the advent of the internet and the mobile phone and advertising, and the profile then of the women would have changed. So in the beginning we would have had a lot of Irish women, some women from the UK and that, whereas now probably about 3/4 of our clients that use the service would be international clients, so we would be from originally outside of Ireland. We also now work with all victims of trafficking as identified under the NRM as well. So that's another aspect of the work that we do.
Those who are trafficked are hugely traumatised when they see Dr. Aisling Loy, who conducts health screenings, treatment and vaccinations at the clinic.
Look, people who are seeking international protection and have come through services where they'll have been recommended then because of their history of being sex trafficked through various countries and into Ireland to come for screening because they've been put at risk over many years. So you've a lot of very traumatised patients that need a lot of assistance in many ways, not just medically, you know, psychological support, social support.
The reality is that people buying sex may be returning home to wives or partners, which is why Dr. Loy believes the clinic is a public health measure.
When you think about it, these ladies are often having intercourse with the people in our society who maybe don't realise what infections they're potentially at risk of, or maybe their partner's then at risk of. So it's important that we, you know, from a public health measure, ensure that they're vaccinated and that they're offered the free condoms and the STI screening that will help protect the wider community as well.
Due to a rise of over 40% in attendance at the clinic in 2024, the HSC has said it plans further expansion of services.
Here, we are treated with love, respect, and they never force anyone to give any information you don't want to give, and they are very supportive and helpful.
That's Paula ending that report by Alva Keneally. Now coming up, the High Court will hear super junior minister positions are unconstitutional.